This is Radio Nepal MT Ka Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. CPN UML's vice chair and former finance minister Bishnu Podial arrested from Surkhet over money laundering investigation. Anti-graft body CIA files a charge set against 16 people, including Passport Department's Director General Tirtharaj Arel. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer announces resignation from the post, and mediators Qatar and Pakistan say first round of US-Iran talks end with encouraging progress. Now the news in detail. CPN UML's vice chair and former finance minister Bishnu Prasad Podial has been arrested today by the Department of Money Laundering Investigation from Birendra Nagar of Surkhet. District Police Office Chief SP Thakur Pokhrel sent Podial, who had arrived in Surkhet for a program to gather suggestions on the UML's reorganization process, was taken into custody and preparations are underway to transport him to Kathmandu. Podial was arrested directly from the venue of an ongoing program at a hotel in Birendra Nagar. The arrest was made in connection with an investigation into suspicious sources of his share transactions and assets. Podial was previously also implicated in the Lalita Nivas land scam case. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIA, has filed a corruption case against 16 individuals, including the Director General of the Department of Passports, Tirtharaj Arel, involving an alleged amount of 10.13 billion rupees. According to CIA spokesperson Suresh Neupane, the accused include Director Sunil Kumar Keshi, former Director Shatrudhan Prasad Sharma Pokhrel, former Director Rabindra Raj Bhandari, former Account Officer Tulsi Prasad Acharya, Computer Engineer Bipin Persai, former Section Officer Somesh Thapa and former Under Secretaries of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Rajaram Dahal, Vais Prasad Burtel and Pushkar Raj Nepal, among others. The commission also stated that the case relates to irregularities in the passport printing where technical and financial evaluations of tenders were carried out in violation of prevailing laws. And based on incorrect recommendations and decisions, contracts were signed and partial payments were made, leading to corruption. Similarly, corruption cases have also been filed against Moholber ID Services, GMBS and its key representatives, Gerhard Maurer, Pavel Reiki and Manindra Raj Malla, involving 190.69 million rupees. Another case has also been filed against Veridos GMBS and its representatives, Fabiola Weber, Sim Florian Paglin and Siddharth Thapa, involving 822.35 million rupees. The CIA has sought punishment, including imprisonment and fines equal to the claimed amounts. Nepal continues to remain on the monitoring list or grey list of the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, which also pointed out the need for further improvements despite ongoing reform efforts to remove Nepal from the list. The International Anti-Money Laundering and Terrorist Financing Watchdog on the 19th of June this year decided to continue keeping Nepal in the grey list. The FATF said that although Nepal has taken some steps towards strengthening its anti-money laundering and counter-terrorist financing framework, the progress is inadequate to meet international standards. This year's monsoon system has made its way into Nepal 6 days later than usual, and it's now spreading across eastern and central regions of the country. According to the latest monsoon bulletin from the Meteorological Forecasting Division under the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the monsoon that first entered Nepal through Kusi province last Friday has now expanded to 4 additional provinces. The department reports that the monsoon has now covered the entire Kusi province, Madhes, Bagmati, parts of Gandaki, Province and the eastern section of Lumbini Province. However, meteorologist Sanjeev Adhikari noted that the monsoon system is still relatively weak, so it may take a few more days to reach the rest of the country. Prime Minister Balendra Shah visited the elephant breeding and training center at Khursur of Sauraha in Sitwan today and made an observation of the facility. According to Manipuram Chowdhury, head of the breeding center, Prime Minister Shah visited the training center with his family. There are currently 9 foals and 7 elephant calves at the training center in Khursur. Prime Minister Shah, who is also a senior leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, is currently in Sitwan to attend the party's first National General Convention. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हरेक्टिव को लागी सब बैताक यही पाए जहाँ जाओ कनेक्टेड रहास इंटरनेट मा सब कर दूस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सब इस बाटल में पाउनूस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज और खरीद करना *1415 हैश टाइल करनु होस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्र को संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Vikram Timal Sinha has emphasized the importance of putting customers first in service delivery. During his visit to Nepal Telecom in Bharatpur today, he urged staff to prioritize customer satisfaction. Minister Timal Sinha also acknowledged the challenges faced by service seekers who struggle to access government services and encouraged a more efficient response to their complaints. Dr. Timal Sinha said, while significant progress has been made in the telecommunications sector, there is still more to achieve to meet public expectations. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced he will resign as Prime Minister and leader of the Labour Party. The BBC cited Starmer as saying that he came into politics for the chance to change the lives of millions of people for the better. Taking to social media, Andy Burnham has just reacted to Keir Starmer's resignation and confirms that he will try to replace him as Prime Minister. Former Health Secretary Wes Streeting said he will back Burnham's bid to become Labour leader and Prime Minister. Streeting, who quit Starmer's government last month, had previously said he would stand in any leadership race. The first round of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran to reach a final deal to end the war has ended with encouraging progress. Mediators Pakistan and Qatar say. The BBC cited Qatar and Pakistan's joint statement on Monday as saying that the parties had agreed to a roadmap towards reaching a final deal within 60 days. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said there had been major progress towards ending the conflict in Lebanon. Taking to his social media, Araghchi said Pakistani and Qatari mediation has delivered major progress to end the Lebanon war. The Iranian-led negotiators left the talks in Switzerland on Monday, Iranian media said, with technical discussions between the parties due to continue. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Tarai regions of Kusi province. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over Madhes province, the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces, and the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Similarly, the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudhapashchim provinces are expected to remain mainly fair. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning. At a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi province, at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces. Similarly, there is also a chance of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai region of Kusi province, at a few places in Madhes province, and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Heavy rainfall is also likely over one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kusi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have headlines once more. CPN UML's vice chair and former finance minister Bishnu Padel arrested from Surkhet over money laundering investigation. Anti-graft body CIA files a charge sheet against 16 people, including passport department's director general Tirtharaj Arel. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer announces resignation from the post, and mediators Qatar and Pakistan say first round of US-Iran talks end with encouraging progress. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night. Oh, 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 oh